Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Type in the word shark jaws on eBay and you're gonna get quite a list with some rather steep prices for some of the jaws. Of course, once in a while I like to get on eBay and go through some of these offers just to see what's out there. And I'm truly amazed how many jaws can be bought from bulls, tigers, makos, and even from white sharks. All of them are caught and killed for their jaws, which are now sold on eBay. If eBay would not have happened, those shark fishing idiots would not have a market. Granted, they would still go out there and catch them, but maybe, just maybe, they would do it with a bit less vigor, just because there would not be a market for their jaws. Now, there's eBay, and they make a lot of money. A large-sized jaw for any of the mentioned species that is between 20 and 25 inch, or roughly 60 centimeter, in diameter can easily fetch $700, $800, or even more. The truly sad thing is that these animals were part of the world we all share, and most of us would never have the urge to make money by killing and selling these animals, or parts thereof. Must it be okay that a minority can hurt our world that is part of a non-reversible destruction and make even legal money with it? No, definitely not. Of course, any proponent of this Club Moran will say that they have to buy gas, fishing gear, rent fishing boats, whatever, and so deserve the monetary rewards. Fact is, they don't. It's that simple. This is just one more issue when it comes to the rape of sharks. And the bad thing is, you cannot even talk to these idiots. I live in Florida, and fishing and hunting is just their goddamn right. Will we ever learn? Not likely, until it's too late. Remember when I mentioned that if you like to get a shore license to go for sharks in Florida, that the license is for free? For free? How stupid is that? But try fighting that. Trying to change the law in Florida on fishing issues would be like banning churches in rural areas. So, we have to focus on killing the market when it comes to sharks. And for once, I don't talk about finning, but about selling jaws on the internet, especially eBay. Shit should be rather easy, right? Well, eBay would lose money, that's for sure. But being the world's 10th largest internet company by revenue, one could assume that not selling jaws anymore would not be a big deal. But then there is also the really gray zone. Just type in white shark jaws on eBay and see. How many jaws do you see? Plenty. Some of the sellers are from the US and limited trade is still allowed for species under Appendix 2 of the CITES list. But I always cringe when I see that the particular white shark jaw I'm looking at is from China, a country that overall, excuse me when I say that, cares less for animals. Anyway, CITES, if you're not familiar with the term, CITES refers to Convention of International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora. So anyway, China is actually a member of CITES. White shark jaws came on the list, Appendix 3 that is, in the early 2000s and moved up to Appendix 2 by 2005. So what does Appendix 2 stand for? It includes species not necessarily threatened with extinction, but in which trade must be controlled in order to avoid utilization incompatible with their survival. Not necessarily threatened with extinction. White sharks are. White sharks are most likely biologically extinct, so how come we still have them on Appendix 2 and don't move them up to Appendix 1? What do we have to do in order to really protect this species? It beats me, I don't know. So anyway, what other species are currently on the list on CITES as well? They are the silkies and oceanic white tips, whale sharks, basking sharks, but not megamouth. Then we have some hammerheads, scalloped and smooth hammerheads, as well as Makaren, the great hammerhead, but not the other hammerheads, and that includes the winghats. We have all three thresher shark species, and we even have the poor beagle. but not to make a species. So something is definitely wrong with this list. How do they choose these species? Well, I have an idea how they do it with IUCN, and let me tell you, that procedure is more than just flawed. Well, maybe in one of these next few podcasts, I can go into it a little more and how IUCN does it. Anyway, I sometimes think that CITES is just too large and so can't be efficient. Don't get me wrong, I think it's great that we have such a controlling body, but in my opinion, it needs more teeth and a much better control. Well, this is stuff for another podcast. Back to eBay. What needs to be done that eBay would ban all shark jaws? Well, actually not much. It is an American multinational e-commerce corporation based in San Jose, California. So I tried to get in contact with Venik, the CEO, and tried to get an idea directly from him what can be done. So let's see, I keep you posted. But you know, even if eBay would take shark jaws off the shelves, the big problem remains, and that is that we still have enough laws against the shark trade. But a ban of shark jaws would at least be a step in the right direction. And that is quite important, since this would raise awareness. Of course, if one bans the sale of jaws, one would only affect a small group of sellers. But if one would, for example, post a statement as soon as one types in shark jaws in a search field, everybody that tries to buy one or is just curious would be informed. That would be a very nice way for eBay to make a statement and also show that selling animal parts is wrong. And I think eBay would just gain with following up such a step. Of course, a ban of shark jaws would likely increase the black market, but at least then the general public would know, and the general public would not be tempted anymore to buy a shark jaw for whatever reason. And that is a big plus in my world. And the folks who still want to possess a jaw and are willing to look for it on the black market would run the risk of getting caught and fined. And the higher the fine and mandatory jail time that would be needed, the more this market would be reduced. So let's see if my wishful thinking gets us anywhere. I keep you posted with what happened to my email to Devin Venig, the CEO of eBay. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark down there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.